Welcome to Life Skills for Kids, Superstar Practical Strategies, your go-to podcast for surviving and thriving with your children. I'm your host, Deb Hopper, and as a parent and an occupational therapist, I understand the reality of getting through each day with the kids. Join me now as we delve into tips, tricks, and strategies that you can use today. Hi, and welcome to the Life Skills for Kids podcast. Today we are talking about technology anxiety. And especially in this time of, you know, being back to school after lockdowns, about going to school holidays, and just this week, the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 emerging around the world. So technology anxiety is real amongst children and young people who've been in lockdowns, back face-to-face returning to the classroom, and another change coming up, back into school holidays, and the threat of Omicron arriving in countries around the world. During the last 2 years, most children have been learning online or through an increased amount of screen time rather than face-to-face. For children with anxiety or worries about the problems in the world, this has often been less stressful than engaging in activities in the real world. But what about when they return to face-to-face learning for a short time, then back into school holidays shortly? How's that impact on their anxiety? And what is technology anxiety anyway? So technology anxiety is being separated from technology and having that fear that they're not going to cope. It can occur in a couple of different ways. It can be caused by separation from a digital device, or it can be caused by fear of technology. In kids with technology anxiety, it occurs when they are separated from a favourite device. Just as a stuffed toy or blanket might provide a sense of comfort and security for young children, digital devices can help an older child or young person feel secure. But is there a cost for this? Let's have a chat about it. The negative effects of technology on mental health. According to the International Journal of Mental Health and Addiction, attachment to technology can lead to low levels of self-motivation, emotional intelligence, and empathy among young people. It's also a factor in ADHD, depression, and the inability to form stable relationships. Mental health concerns in the digital age have only increased during a pandemic when children are spending far more time in front of screens than they have in the past. And I'm sure you can vouch for that with your kids. In Canada, hospitals have reported a 100% increase in mental health admissions for young people as a direct result of the pandemic. So what are the signs of technology addiction? Technology anxiety is often related to technology addiction, and parents and carers can often spot the signs when they know what to look for. Some of these signs are a lack of interest in other activities, even things that your child might have enjoyed in the past, a single-minded focus that claims all of their attention when they are using their devices, tantrums, aggression, meltdowns, or bad behavior when they're unable to access their devices, constant discussion of screen time and things they have done or seen online, and withdrawal symptoms even, including distress or anxiety that are relieved once they can again access their devices. So, screen time and anxiety can be returning to the classroom and having all these transitions to the classroom, transitions for, you know, in and out of school for short, sharp lockdowns for deep cleaning of schools, transitions back to the school holidays, traveling during the school holidays. Well, let's have a think about that. So as lockdowns in some part of the world begin to lift and then lockdown again, children are facing anxiety from the yo-yo of returning to the classroom and leaving behind the perceived safety of home and favourite devices, plus some anticipation about what's coming next, some anticipation anxiety, you know, with Omicron arriving, you know, in Australia and around the world just in the last week, there is some anticipation anxiety about what is coming next. So what can we do as parents and adults to help our kids manage technology-related anxiety during these transition times? Because it is a constant and it does make them feel secure. So it's important to note that as we make changes, we need to be gradual rather than all at once. Gradual changes will help kids to adjust over time rather than sudden changes, which may increase anxiety. So let's look at some tips for managing anxiety and reducing screen time. Number one, set boundaries. Easier said than done. If you haven't put boundaries in place, it's a good time to set some. These could include daily screen time limits or no-go zones, such as a bedroom or the bathroom, with digital devices. Number two, create a list of priorities. Make a hierarchy of priorities when it comes to screen time. These are things that must be done before screen time happens, such as chores or music practice, or exercise even. Number three, segment screen time into priorities. Set a limit on individual screen time in favour of communal screen time, where other members of the family are interacting. Communal screen time takes priority over individual screen time. Number four, adjust the content rather than restricting usage. Rather than placing strict time limits on screen use, you can allow educational content to take priority over games or entertainment. Number five, replace screen time with together time. Children and even teens crave connection and togetherness, even if they won't admit it. Find some fun things to do with your kids. Get outdoors, plant a garden together, or take on a citizen science project or experiment. Go for a walk or a swim or visit a park. Volunteer at a charity or get involved in a sport you've always wanted to try. And you know what? Kids will remember the meaningful things you did together, not the hours they spent on their screens. So don't be afraid to persist if they grumble at first. Whatever you do, stick at it until it becomes a regular part of your routine. And in time, kids won't even notice that it's taken the place of the time that they used to spend on their devices. Number six, be ready to listen and quick to offer encouragement. Kids will often use screen time as an escape from the real world and also as a way to validate their self-worth. Games with awards and trophies are popular, as are endless selfies and likes on social channels. The reward center of the brain is gratified by these things, but when they don't work out, it can be devastating. A listening ear and encouragement from someone in the real world are so important for grounding and validation. Be ready to listen without judgment and quick to offer encouragement and praise for jobs well done. Number seven, I think, can be the hardest, and that is to model good habits yourself. Kids see what we do and follow our example. If you want your kids to spend time getting outside or getting fit, lead the way. If you want to spend more time interacting as a family at dinner time, turn off the TV or put your phone aside and ask everyone else to do the same. They are small things, but by showing a good example, you can help your kids to see the beneficial alternatives to screen time. So they are my seven top tips for helping kids who may be getting addicted or are already addicted, and for us adults who may be addicted as well. So start small. Small changes can make a big difference for kids and adults with technology anxiety. It's the small things that make the biggest difference. By making small changes over time, you'll help your kids to become less dependent on technology and more resilient in a world that demands we pay a lot of attention to technology. I hope that has been super helpful. Please make a comment under the podcast. Please email us. Team email is help, H-E-L-P, at lifeskills4kids.com.au, or leave us a message on our Facebook page, lifeskills4kids, or on our website, Life Skills for Kids. We'd love to hear your challenges, your wins, and any topics that you have that you're struggling with or that you would like more information about in the future. Have a wonderful day. Bye. Thanks for joining me on the Life Skills for Kids podcast, giving you superstar parenting tips so you can be the rock in your child's life. Do you have an anxious child and do you feel overwhelmed and unsure how to help them? Check out my book, Teaching Kids to Manage Anxiety, Superstar Practical Strategies, to help your anxious child move from fear and worry to confidence and peace. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. The information we discussed today was just that, information only. It is not specific advice. If you take action following something you heard today, it's important to make sure you get professional advice about your unique situation before you proceed, whether that advice be legal, financial, accounting, medical, or other advice. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or if there's another topic you'd like explored. And if you know someone who might benefit from the show, remember to tell them or suggest my Instagram, Facebook, or Life Skills for Kids website. Thank you.